An enormous mass was sinking beneath the waters, and the Nautilus, missing none of its death throes, was descending into the depths with it. 10 meters away, I could see its gaping hull, into which water was rushing with a sound of thunder. Then its double rows of cannons and railings. Its deck was covered with dark, quivering shadows. The water was rising. Those poor men leaped up into the shrouds, clung to the masts, writhed beneath the waters. It was a human anthill that an invading sea had caught by surprise. Paralyzed, rigid with anguish, my hair standing on end, my eyes popping out of my head, short of breath, suffocating, speechless, I stared. I, too. I was glued to the window by an irresistible allure. The enormous vessel settled slowly. Following it down, the Nautilus kept watch on its every movement. Suddenly there was an eruption. The air compressed inside the craft sent its decks flying, as if the powder stores had been ignited.